This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Ever wondered what's really behind the headlines? Or why certain theories just won't go away? Dive into the world of the No Name Podcast, your go-to podcast for unraveling the mysteries of conspiracies, politics, and everyday life. Each week, we blend our opinions, analysis, with some storytelling to uncover the hidden layers of our world. From the latest political intrigue to the most fascinating conspiracy theories, we bring you a balanced dose of skepticism and insight. Whether you're a seasoned critical thinker or just curious about the whispers that swirl around us, we offer a space where your questions are welcome and your mind can wander free. Tune in, spark your curiosity, and let's embark on this journey of discovery together. The No Name Podcast, where every episode is a new chance to think critically and see the world through a different lens. Don't miss out. Like, share, and subscribe today and join the conversation.
Hey, this is Jeremy coming to you from the No Name Podcast.
What's up, everybody? It's Dustin.
Hey, it's your boy, Trey.
And we are here this week with a hot new, what do you call that? What is it called, Trey?
Kombucha.
Kombucha.
Trying to get another sponsorship.
Is it from our good friends over at Synergy, huh?
Yep. Synergy Kombucha. Good for the stomach. Kind of a stomach issue today.
Now, I wanted you to show how much of that is drunk for the Synergy people.
See that?
Oh, it's got to be over half.
Yeah, about half.
So that means you must like it.
I do.
I just want you to know Synergy.
There we go. When things
give us
really
a sponsorship,
tough.
And we'll play the rest of this for you.
There we go.
But I could tell you. Just the fact that over half of it's gone must mean something good. But.
Right. And then we kick it in a shot right there. There we go.
Are you a kombucha guy?
I've never had it. Never had it.
Or are you more of like a Kubota guy? Because that's probably where
I'm at. Kubota. heavy machinery.
Kombucha? I've never used a Kubota, but I know what they are.
Well, how about a Komodo?
Oh, goodness.
We've lost control.
We haven't even started yet.
Well, Jeremy lost control.
Yeah, Jeremy lost control.
I feel like y'all have lost control, but it's okay. It's okay. Everything's fine. But, so... I think that you two guys really ought to take the lead here, since y'all are the ones that are pretty passionate about this little subject. I feel like I was kind of talked into it a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit, yeah. And I was like, really? Really? But, you know, I would say here we're a republic.
Oh. Wow.
Not even that anymore.
I'm talking about in this room.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would say. There's three of us, so it's an odd amount, which is exactly what you need to...
A perfect unity.
Perfect unity. Yeah. 2-1. So, I guess I'll stop rambling on so that we can get this thing started, because I don't want to take up any more.
Three of us. We're the unholy trinity.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
We're holy. You can be unholy portion.
Music's over. Yeah. Time for that shenanigans was while the music was still going. So.
Shenanigans. Oh, the shenanigans.
All right. Well, I don't know which one of you wants to take it, because it's, again, your passion. And
I won't say a passion.
I wouldn't say it's my passion, but I definitely am passionate about it.
Before you even say what it is, let's try to give a little teaser.
Okay.
Have you ever laid your eyes on one of these? Your physical eyes?
Not yet.
Pyramid?
Golly. You know what? I'm going to f*** that out. Okay. So, all right.
Okay.
I don't want the people to hear that.
I have not been there in person.
No, not. It's not a...
Well, you're just getting the beat today.
As you would say, listen to me.
Okay. No. Okay.
Have you ever laid eyes on one?
No.
No.
Interesting.
I know people that have, though.
And you have an aspiration to.
I want
to
go.
Yeah.
Golly, oh, it's not a place.
I would like to be where they are. Can I say that?
That was a beep.
Okay. I mean, maybe.
I would like to lay my eyes on it.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we say it now?
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Golly.
I think it's already been said, because I wasn't going to beat that out.
Go ahead.
I would love to visit the pyramids.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes. Pyramids.
So you're saying right off the bat, pyramids exist.
How do you say
that? Come on, Jeremy. Are you saying they don't?
I mean,
I'm not saying they do.
Okay, I take that back. I've been to the Mayan pyramids. I have been to pyramids.
Oh, you've been to the Mayans?
Yeah, that they do exist. I have touched it. No, they're not.
Oh, they're amazing.
I mean,
have you been to them?
I haven't, but I want to go so bad.
No.
They're not baby pyramids. Do not try them ever again.
I mean, maybe I've only seen it in like a 3x7 picture, and that's why I felt.
It looks like you can touch them, but I got a picture on my IG, or my not my IG, but my Facebook.
Well, you know, Grok just released a thing where you could AI any photo you want.
That doesn't make...
Anyway.
That's because AI can do it.
Brain power Elon.
There we go. There we go. We can't even get into a full episode.
I know.
Without Jeremy going full AI on us.
Jeremy came into this thing giggling.
Right. That's how I knew he was in trouble.
It's my favorite time of the week. So, you know.
Right.
Okay, so first, let's get some baseline here. You do believe that the pyramids exist?
Well, he's never seen it. Physically seen it.
I mean, I've heard some things.
Jeremy.
I've heard.
But okay, this notion that you have that because you have not seen it, it doesn't exist. Uh-huh. You got to let some of it go.
You think so?
Have you? Okay, name the places you've been to. This is like early 1600s, 1500s, 1400s. Oh, this the world doesn't exist. The world did exist. They just didn't know about it.
But did they go to the moon?
No.
Oh, see.
That's different. That's not the same thing as, does Russia, have you been to Russia?
No, I haven't been to Russia.
Okay, does Russia exist?
I don't know about that sometimes, to be honest with you. Sometimes I wonder.
God.
Look, you're the one that told me to watch this show Paradise the other day, and I've been locked in.
But
have you watched the whole thing?
I'm on episode 3.
I'm on 7.
It's still crazy though.
I got one more episode, and that's it. And I'm a little upset because
you caught up.
Yeah,
because it's going on now.
Catching up.
Me too.
Golly, it's the worst thing.
So,
that's
all I'm saying. The pyramids do exist. People have been there. The people, regular folks too. This is not Neil Armstrong and the gang. This is not Stephen Kubrick setup. But this is people. We can go there. We can take a trip there. Right. All right.
Maybe.
The news is everybody. For those people who don't know, is allegedly they have found a city or some type of basement to the pyramids, and they believe that it could be either a vault, it can be a city, it could be, because it's about 2 kilometers down, these pillars, so it's about, that's like 2,100 something feet, and it's this massive space under the pyramids.
Right.
And so it has now led to some, and here's the interesting thing, some Italian scientists have found it using Doppler.
And Scottish.
It was
Doppler
and Scottish.
Italian,
Scottish.
Okay.
Gotta get my props, my Scottish.
Well, they put y'all on the backboard on the note.
They did.
Doppler effect, they was able to kind of see this. Now, what do you believe, Dustin? What do you think? Is it a city? Is it a vault? Is it real? Is it fake? Fake news.
I think I got it.
You are fake news.
Yes. I can't get the mute buttons to work, but I got that one to work.
I don't think it's fake news. I think that the underground the underground city pillars, whatever you want to call it, I think that it's real. It exists. I think what I'm having an issue with right now is them saying it's new and things like that. Like, oh, we just discovered it. No, it's that you're just now letting other people know it existed. And I think the ones that know it existed and is allowing it now, the word to get out there, I think they're the ones that knew about it the whole time and they really want to get in. Like, I'm just glad to spill everything right here at the beginning. But yeah, I think they exist.
I think they do exist. I think there is something under there. I think it's more so of a vault. Or I was thinking more so of a biblical perspective with this. So in 2008, they found the bird tombs. The bird tombs also in the back of them have a cavern, a cave system. This cave system, they have outlined to go to the other two pyramids or three pyramids. Mm-hmm. So they knew it was some type of underground system already existing. So that does show the evidence that potentially early Egyptians was able to do something pretty cool, like travel underground. Now, if it is for me a vault, or maybe it's just tombs, but I think it's more so, my first thought was, man, it's a basement. And the reason I thought that was, A, if you're expecting for your kings to be around and you don't want to keep digging, maybe you'd make a huge Game of Thrones type, you know, memorial system. Remember, in Game of Thrones, they have all the tombs, you know, of dragons.
I don't remember because that was on my I won't watch it list.
Oh, it's really good.
Oh, Game of Thrones.
Really, it was way too boring. Okay, well, we're not going to get into that again.
In Game of Thrones, you remember this, they have the catacombs of such. Yeah. Of like France, yeah. The catacombs.
Well, yeah, I mean, the catacombs are real.
Right,
France,
right. So they kind of have the same thing. I'm thinking it's that. But I'm also thinking, biblically, I was like, what if they built this to avoid another Passover situation? Like, in their mind is, we never want to experience that again, ever. And, or, they, you know, the Egyptians were very smart. Maybe they knew that it was some type of catastrophe that could happen, and they thought it would happen in their lifetime, i.e., the Ice Age. I think they was able to predict some things because some of the research that I was reading and listening to, that these catacombs or this potential vault was built 2,000 years before even Jesus was born.
Oh, wow.
So, and remember, we know that that's true because Moses and them were there a whole bunch of years. So maybe I think either, A, they're trying to avoid another Passover situation, but hey, we don't want to, next time we'll just hide. You know what I mean? Like, well, we was out in the open, all our kids died. Or it was, they were doing calculations like, hey, with the stars and astronomy, and they was probably able to figure out that at some point this was going to end for us. We can hide from it. Or
I just got a whole new theory based on what you just said.
Okay, shoot it.
About the fact that the pyramids could have been built before Jesus was born. Now, I know what you guys always say.
But you don't believe the pyramids exist.
I'm again, a theory. Okay. You guys always say that the aliens may have built the pyramids, right? Some sort of species smarter than us or something. What if when Jesus was born, if he dumbed us down so that he could be the higher being? What if the people that were already here just, boom, you're dumbed down?
Well,
now you're scavengers.
Well, we are, Jeremy. First of all, the pyramids were built way before Jesus was born anyway. We know
but
that.
What if that's when aliens started existing?
When Jesus came?
Right before, or right after he put in the thing that said, whoa, you guys can't be that smart. We're going to have to dumb you down. I need the sheep thing.
I don't think he needed help for that.
I just got to say, I'm really enjoying just sitting back and watching Jeremy's brain just...
I'm just saying. Like,
because now I get to see what you guys probably feel like, or what you guys think.
So you're saying it's not possible that Jesus may have dumbed down the human species?
I don't
not
think
Jesus
he.
Himself,
I, first of all,
not Jesus.
That,
well, he did.
Maybe his father.
Well, oh Jesus. So Jeremy.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
First of all, you got to first understand that we kind of agree that we operate from this premise that, first of all, we're not the most intelligent species in the universe.
Right.
So you're already a step behind us on that. So if we're thinking we're the dumbest, some of the dumbest species on the planet, still, I would say we're not the smartest species on the planet. That being said, I don't think Jesus or God needed I help to dumb us down. I think we was already on track to kind of do it by ourselves.
You can't go from building pyramids to not being able to put a couch together.
We didn't build them. That's what we were saying.
Come on. You're telling me that there wasn't one person that put a brick on that thing?
I'm pretty sure we helped.
They did.
Are they bricks?
They're limestones. Limestone. So I guess stones. Bricks. Yeah, yeah, a version of bricks.
Stones.
We talking like the 4x6 bricks? Or
these are huge.
So
like igloo style?
Bigger.
I didn't go ahead and just spill everything that I thought earlier because I was like, yeah, I'm just going to answer the question of yes, I, you know, it's real. Okay. But what I think the pyramids are is I think the ancients, you got to look at, he was talking about religion a minute ago. So even though we don't like the word, we're going to say that. So religion, they believed in astrology. Like they knew about the solar system and you could harness the energy from the moon, the stars, the earth. So when they build these pyramids, they're the base. So you're using the earth. You got the tunnels underneath the ground. You're using the earth's energy. And then you're absorbing the energy from the stars, the sun, the other planets, so to speak. They were very into astrology. They knew all these things. So they built these pyramids to help filter energy. That was an energy source for them. Now, did people build these pyramids? No, I don't believe so.
Absolutely.
I think that the gods basically built the pyramids, and they had the people, their people help them. Underneath the ground, that was where they were able to. So you see all the drawings of Anubis, of Isis, and all these other gods they believed in. That was their way of communicating with them physically. That's a doorway below, underneath. They could basically come and go from the veil, so to speak. That was how they physically and, you know, speech, like talking to them, communicating with them. The pillars underneath, that was another energy source for them, helps basically push more energy up. So that's what I think the pyramids are. They did say, you know, I know that they believe that they would bury their, the most important people in the pyramids and things like that. That would be their tomb. But so, obviously underneath further, you're going to have people of lower class, so to speak, down there.
Can I throw out a theory based on what you just said?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you're saying the pyramids are built to harvest something we have and beam it up, is that right?
Energy, the earth's energy.
What if by taking the earth's energy, that's what dumbed everybody down? And that just happened to be around the time that Jesus was born. Because if you think about what you're saying, right? Trey, I see you laughing. I'm really...
He's not going to let this go.
This is... Are you hearing me? Like, are you actually hearing...
Oh, I'm hearing you.
Okay, because if it's beaming up the earth's energy and somehow that dumbed the people down, what if it's still going on? Like right now, like they're literally sucking out the energy of the earth. And then that is causing the people to get stupider and stupider. And that's how we now have bred Gen Alpha.
Okay? So, you know, you're twisting my words here on that word, beaming up.
We've said before that us as a society have continued to get dumber, right? I mean, you agree. Y'all agree with that, right?
Yeah.
So what if the human species as a whole was the most intelligent species ever, and they built these pyramids not knowing that by beaming up the energy, they were going to eventually make themselves too stupid to even think that people ever thought they could have been the ones to build the pyramids? Tell me that's not a good theory.
It's not, because each limestone is 2.5 tons, Jeremy. Without any modern activity, no bulldozers.
You're missing what I'm saying. They could have...
How can they have...
They could have built machines. They could have beamed it with
their
heads.
Where is the evidence? Where's the evidence?
Where's what evidence?
Of them having any type of machinery.
You're looking at it.
I want to quote a movie right now, and I think you would appreciate this, even though it's not the nicest thing to say, but you'll appreciate this, and you'll know the movie when I say it. I think that I speak for everyone here that was one of the most dumbest things that I have ever heard in my entire life. No part in there did it make any sense, and I think we are all now here dumber for having heard it.
What movie is that? Because I do know that movie.
Billy Madison.
I do it. I'm like, Jeremy. So first of all, we need to go ahead and free you from this idea that somehow what Dustin said translated to what you said. It has no bearing.
He said that they were
no,
the Earth's energy.
If you study what he's talking about, it's a synchrony of energy, which is the moon is sending energy to us and we're sending it back. And that has helped them calculate different things.
How you came up with your seasons.
Yeah.
How you came up with your time frame.
But before, okay, hear me out. Not the dumbest theory ever, but hear me out. Okay. Before they were beaming the energy back to the moon, we were just absorbing and keeping that energy here on Earth, which made your people smarter. They would have continued to get smarter until they thought that they were going to start beaming some of this energy back up to the moon.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
What would be your facts that people were smarter before or after? Like, what evidence do you
have? That's like saying, you know what? I think that they might have been smarter before they discovered fire.
Right, right. And now that we have fire, we got dumber.
Well, that's true, because they had to be smart enough to create the fire. See? They were smarter before they created.
What do you mean?
They had to be smarter to be able to create the fire.
It doesn't mean they got dumber after the fire got here. How do you prove that?
They could have them, because then they'd be saying, who started the fire?
Watch this. Jeremy, you know how you just shot yourself in the foot with this argument? Because since the fire, we have only gotten better. We don't have to live in caves anymore. We have freaking light bulbs. We have advanced ourselves from fire.
So you're telling me when fire was first
anyway.
Oh my god.
Anyway,
are you telling me that when fire first started, they didn't try setting a little campfire inside of a cave, and then they realized they choked themselves out? They killed themselves because they were too dumb to know that
they can smoke themselves out.
Even if they don't smoke themselves out, they'll get the CO2.
Or they discovered it by accident, inventions happen by accident.
Let's talk about the other part, though. We've talked about how
Justin, you can't just cut off. Yeah, because
I want to get back.
You got to make a joke first.
He don't even believe in a pyramid.
You got to make a joke first.
It's just me and you.
I love that he's fighting so hard for something that he doesn't even believe.
You got to make a joke.
No, he's not fighting for. He's not fighting for the pyramids. He's fighting for the dumbness. Humanity.
Again, we all are dumber now for having him heard that.
You have to crack a joke first before.
That was.
Okay, I'll give you that. You already did that joke. So.
But I don't know another joke right now.
Okay, back to the pyramids. Gotcha.
Synergy.
Well, I think
prove to me that's real.
I think that we all are, now that we've all said why or why we don't believe that it exists, I think that the people that are hiding it know that how valuable a lot of the stuff is that's still there. And they're only going to give you what they want you to know. Oh, hey, we discovered this. But we're also going to have other people arguing on it saying, no, this is why it's factually not real and it's fake. And then other people bringing forth why it is. But they know that there's resources there. They want to use them. They do.
This, I agree. I'm going to tell you, this is why I'm kind of lenient with, and I am a little skeptical about the science of it. Don't get me twisted.
What do you mean the science of it? Like how it was done specifically?
They use sonar, they use Doppler, and it's not like that stuff has not been done before, and they haven't found anything. So all of a sudden, I don't know if this equipment has advanced itself.
Got a question about that. Finish what you were going to say before we start talking about that, because I got a question about
that. So many people don't know that the gateway or the catacombs that they found through the bird tombs, that they just found that in 2008. April 2008, that's when they found like this opening in the north part of Africa to these tombs. So it's not even like this is like that's why a part of like they still, these things have been around for over 4,000 plus years, and they're still finding stuff about them that we just didn't know. So a part of me is like, okay, if they can find, you know, the bird tombs, an opening to the bird tombs accidentally, once again, I think, then it could be some kind of vault with all their documents in it. How cool would that be? You know, it may disrupt some things, but
I think it's interesting, too.
It may be Project Bluebeam.
The skeletons the skeletons that they say that they've discovered in these in this underground city, you want to call it a city, a vault, whatever, in this part of it.
Now, you're talking about inside the pyramids?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, I know it's over 400 years of B.C.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly, these bones trace back 400 years B.C.
Mm.
So, that's why I'm saying, to me, I think this was a way that they were able to communicate and communicate physically.
That's a long way to do Morse code.
They were
I'm just saying.
To the gods. to the gods, to the spirit world.
God has sent you this message, like, just took me 30 years to build it.
Right.
So, are you allowed to go inside of a pyramid?
I don't think we are. I think
archaeologists are.
Yeah.
Only archaeologists?
Yeah, go get your 4-year degree.
Now, you can visit the pyramids.
Yeah.
You can visit the pyramids. Now,
yeah, but you can only look at the outside. You can't actually.
Not where he went.
No.
Not where he went. The Mayans, you can walk up that pyramid.
They don't, not no more. Not no more.
Oh, you can't do it no
more. Because they start, you know, getting old, so people won't take it.
There's pictures.
So,
what?
How are they just now discovering this? So I saw that article about, and I've seen a lot of videos on people talking about through sonar and something else, they're finding like these cities. How do they not already know about that if there's archaeologists at least that can go inside?
It's only so far you can dig on a rock.
They haven't dug down that far.
Yeah.
Why haven't they dug down that far?
It's like 2,500 feet.
You can't go in there with a drill going.
Why?
Because you can make it collapse.
What if that started making the people.
For oil.
Gosh, come on.
But what if that's what started making the people smarter is if we stopped beaming the moon's energy
out? How do we get back
out of here? So,
how do we get back?
So I just found it weird that they're just now.
They're taking their time. And so, first, I'll give you a prime example.
Are they trying not to destroy it or something?
Yes.
But,
yes.
I mean, isn't there a bunch
that's
of them?
That's the part of their job. Don't destroy the stuff you're trying to find.
Isn't there a bunch of them, though?
No, they got to get special permission from Egypt. Yeah, they got to get special permission for Egypt, prime minister, and all that. Yeah, and then they have.
Can't
certain...
they just sacrifice one?
No,
is what I'm saying.
Are you okay? You know about coal mining, right? If you go into a coal mine, you start whacking away and trying to find rocks, the mine will collapse.
Not only that, look at it from a spiritual standpoint too. You look at how old these things are, and you do believe in the spirit world because you said, "Oh no, I wouldn't want to burn a Ouija board."
Oh no, definitely.
Well,
not.
If you start destroying these pyramids, you're destroying something sacred, something ancient, something that's connected to the other realm, and may not be the best thing.
It's like squirting. Yeah. It's like peeing on a tomb, like a tomb or a grave. Nobody does.
You're not supposed to do that.
Okay, you do it. All right, keep playing with the audience. They're gonna think you're doing.
Think about it though. Look, they do it all the time though. Whenever they go in there and they pull out like King Tut and all these others.
Yeah.
They're. I think it's mind-boggling that they have this moral standpoint on, no, it's morally wrong to go dig up a grave in a cemetery, but let me dig up these dead people. What's the difference?
It's a moratorium on it.
Come on, man.
Yeah, like though our dead
Is people, that where they put them in the wall?
Yep.
Like a mausoleum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, they're not actually in the ground. They're like in the wall. I'm not big on my dead talk, sorry. Yeah. But.
No, I'm just saying, like, they go and they dig up these graves and they... take the treasures out of the grave. They loot. They're grave robbing.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
I think I saw that on the Ozark. Or not the Ozarks. What was that other one about the treasure hunt?
Yeah. Because they just found a new tomb, too. I'm trying to find out the guy's name. They just found another. Like, they found another king who was Pharaoh who was buried. And I'm like, oh, man, we didn't even know this was here.
Yeah.
And because they keep moving. And so, okay, like, when you go, it's a video I've seen you. It's so boring. But the guy, he shows you.
I can't wait to hear that one.
The guy shows you the bird tombs, and he shows you when they first go in there because they discover it. And he tells you there's like massive boulders. They can't tell what he's boulders because it's a cave. He said, but it's a man-made cave, right? He's like, there's boulders that like we can't tell they fell down they're from a ceiling or there's, you know, over time the land shifted and stuff. And he says, like, bro, you can slip and fall. He said, but you're not just like on fall and like stumble. Like, you can your foot or your leg can get stuck in this boulder. And your leg can come off. Like, that's how tight and massive these things are and how kind of difficult it is to get over the terrain. So, to your point of earlier, if you're not careful with what you do inside of these places, it's old and you're underground. So, don't forget that. So that means it's stuff that's supporting you up that you don't want to get to whacking.
Yeah.
And you kind of trap yourself. Which, watch this. If you're doing a discovery and you trap yourself, then it may be another decade or two before somebody finds you because you just discovered it. Right? Yeah. It's not like you shouldn't have a flare. Like, look what we found. You go in there, you explore, and then you come out and you document it.
Hmm.
So
I don't know. I still feel like on some level, how big do you think the cities are? Like, do they go outside of the pyramid? So if you have your pyramid here, you have your pretend walls that go through the ground.
They can just see down. They can't see how wide yet.
Oh.
But they know the bird tomb systems, the caves, they do lead towards it.
So they might be connected, but like 80 feet to the left of this thing.
Yeah, something crazy like that.
There might still be another
100 foot or whatever, wide.
Interesting.
We don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know. I think, and y'all tell me what y'all think about this.
I mean, the answers to how the thing was built could be in the basement. You never know.
If it's true, though. So here's the interesting thing. If you already had scientists look at it from this angle and this, and they use the same technology, unless the technology has did some kind of leap forward, how are these Italian and Scottish scientists are able to do something that nobody ever has seen? So that's why a part of me is like, I don't know. It could, well, like, why, it could be real, it could be fake.
That's why I think it's one of those things where it's not, if it was never discovered or ever known about. That they always knew.
Interesting.
But why, I think that they why knew keep about that it? From people then?
That's the question. Why do they keep it from everybody?
I mean, because the pyramids are already a mystery, so why not just release?
Another way to look at it and say, oh, it's a coincidence, isn't it, is whenever you look at the underground tunnels and the underground cities or underground bunker, whatever you want to call it, under these pyramids that an ancient civilization already did, and we know about it, we're going to build underground military bases, and we based it off of that.
Hey, to tell you something, we already got those.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. We have those, yes, now, but they got the idea from there.
I mean,
knew about it. They knew about it a long time ago.
I wouldn't say they got it from Egypt, though. I mean, they could have. It's so, like, France has a catacombs. Other places have been doing.
France older than Egypt?
I mean, they're all the land. I don't know about the civil
age. The land would be the same age.
Right.
I don't. But the pyramids are older than. I think most things that...
And this depends on... And here we go back to the origin of life. It depends on where you think life started from. If you believe that all life started from Africa, then no. Then the oldest place would be that Mediterranean Tigris versus Euphrates landmass, what most people believe the Garden of Eden was. So that means probably no. You know what I mean? Like because that would... Because somehow Egypt sprouts up in the Bible fairly soon. So I think that's one thing to look at. I would say probably the pyramids maybe were first, but were the cities under there first? That's the part we don't know.
No, but I'm just saying that's where all these countries got their underground military base idea, because the pyramids were built and then they tunneled down.
So you think they already been down there chilling, hanging out?
Yeah.
I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go that far. I just don't see no evidence for that. And the reason I'm just like, I think if you're looking at our government or just governments in general, the whole ideal is to be sleazy. So I think as soon as they had the opportunity and they figure out how to build weapons of mass destruction, they took them underground so they wouldn't get destroyed. It had nothing to do with humanity.
Maybe that's why we didn't find them back in 2001.
They didn't exist. It was just so that.
Well, what if they were in the pyramids?
What was in the pyramids?
The weapons of mass destruction.
They're not. That's a totally different country. Iraq.
Maybe George
Egypt.
Got confused.
Not even. No, he didn't get confused.
Maybe that's why I never found him, because we were hitting the wrong country. Hey.
Well, trust me, Egypt does not have the power to do that. I don't know, man. I get where you're going with it. I would say that's a stretch for me. I would say they exist, but I don't think that the military is basing off their designs. Maybe the idea. I get what you're saying. Maybe I can lean towards that. But I think with the government, it's always, what can we do to be sleazy? Like, what can we do to be weird? And I think, let's take all our activity underground, because then nobody would know. I don't even think they're thinking about the Egyptians and what they may have. I think it's just straight up sleaze.
What if their house was underground due to the terrain, maybe?
Who's?
They just had to build.
Egyptians?
They just had to build their houses underground.
They had red ground.
And then they're like, they lived underground. Everybody had like some sort of weird roof line.
I just want to throw that out there. If anybody thought that I think that they lived under the ground, I don't think they lived under the ground.
I'm just saying.
I didn't think that.
Yeah. They might have. You don't know.
I don't think
Once
so.
They get to the bottom, they might find some cots down there or something.
And why would you want to?
Egyptian cots.
In the time of the Egyptian realm, they was dominant. Why would they want to live underground?
The whole underground thing, man, I'm telling you, that's the gateway to the netherworld. So they bury their people in there. It funnels out into the
So you think that underground is
into the next life?
Nothing
that's
but
where the
graves.
God. No, I think that's the gateway to the other side.
And that's what they did it for too, because they thought it was a gateway to get to the other side. So if there is, that's why we're saying we believe in a city. Either it is catacombs or it's some type of vault where they was hiding stuff.
Yeah.
I
think it's where they can just go from one to another.
Right.
Honestly, we should not be beaming our energy back to the moon. We've already proved that that doesn't work anyway.
Well,
all I'm saying.
Well, there we go. We all can go back to a society where we don't know what seasons it is. We just don't care about time.
We're going to be there in not too long, because we're still beaming all our energy off this earth.
No one is beaming any energy. That was Dustin's thought about the whole process.
I'm stuck on it because it just makes too much sense. I can't believe you guys.
It doesn't make any sense.
Oh my gosh. That theory I threw down makes a lot of sense.
We cannot prove that they was sending energy up. This is not a Marvel movie.
You cannot prove they weren't either.
Then why aren't they?
You've never seen lightning strike?
Here we go. Here we go. Why? I had to take my glasses off. Good people, too. Why aren't we still doing it? Why aren't the pyramids, if they were built to send energy, why what's making them stop doing it right now? They're still there.
I'm trying.
How
do you know they're not?
Because
How do you know they're not?
We just found out that the Doppler and sonar and all these drones and stuff they have
it
over
all
them.
Originated somewhere.
So okay, come on now.
And we've never had Doppler or sonar before this year either. It's brand new 2025 technology, right? Is that what you're going to say next?
No, that's not even true.
Because we couldn't have done the sonar Doppler test.
I got y'all.
30
with the
years
energy
ago.
Thing. With only exclusively to the energy thing. I got y'all. When you go to Sedona, Arizona, they are legitimate. Say there's portals and energy that's different there. They'll tell you that when you come. It's a selling point for people to come visit, right? That is the truest thing I've ever seen in my life, and it doesn't make any sense. When you go to Sedona, your phone battery immediately begins to drain at a faster rate I've ever seen. On the way to the Grand Canyon, my phone battery went from 100, and I didn't even leave. We had to go through downtown Sedona. We had to go to the broader area. It went from 100 to 20. In like 30 minutes. I had to keep it.
The crystals in the rock.
The energy exchange is messing with the battery.
It's just absorbing all
that
energy.
So if we're having this energy thing happen at the pyramids, there should be no sonar, no Doppler. That stuff should have issues. You have issues in places where there are high energy like that. That's why people go, I think it's Stonehenge or one of these other places. They say it's issues that happen with your stuff. The Black Pyramid in Alaska, they say if you can get close enough to it, it's the energy of our devices start to go crazy because they can't handle this radiant energy. So that's what I'm saying. Like, everybody goes there that I've seen taking pictures normally. Don't ever complain about that.
Now, when you were at the pyramids, did your energy or did your phone battery?
Okay. No. If anything, it was hot as hell. Is it because these pyramids are like, you remember to Dustin's point, it is a place to either point to the gods, sacrifice to the gods, or do something to the underworld. So they want the most cleared out space open, and they want to be able to make sure they got, you know, the sights of the gods clearly.
I gotcha.
Oh my gosh.
Oh gosh. Anytime, so, just click.
And you saw that?
You can see the look in his eyes like, I gotcha.
I gotcha.
So, in buying in a little bit to the energy theory, as you're talking, a little bit, we see. What if Dustin had it in reverse? That they built the pyramids to suck the energy down, but the Grand Canyon is a gaping hole in the earth, which is causing the energy to expunge from the earth. So actually, they were trying to make us smarter because they're trying to suck some of that energy back. And that's why you don't have that at the pyramids, but you have it over near the Grand Canyon. I see you Googling, Trey. You think I'm onto something.
No.
I got you.
He said it. It's the crystals in the rock in the area in the portals. That's what they tell you.
Right.
And the landmass.
On the other side of the earth from the pyramids. Energy in, energy out.
I was about to, what I'm doing now.
Yeah. Yeah, I know you're trying.
No. I'm going to show you what I'm doing. I gave
you a round earth option.
I got to applaud. I got to.
Watch it. Here we go. This is what I'm trying to figure out.
Give you a hug.
Jeremy said something. Okay, once again, the Grand Canyon and the pyramids are not even close.
That's what he said.
And to say that their energy stores from one thing that's on the other side of this flat earth or dome affects this other thing, and that with this is some kind of battery formation where this Grand Canyon is sucking in energy, or so we got to send it back, or the inverse is happening. It's ludicrous. It's absolutely ludicrous. This would mean the world. Do you understand that means we'll be sitting here the whole time because energy is just going through us?
I mean,
that's ludicrous. Sedona, he gave you the answer. Dustin is always giving his answers, and you can't continue to dismiss his rightness. And he said, it's the crystals It's the land formation
but
of where
the crystals assist- are formed because of the energy coming from one
not.
Side.
That is not how crystals are formed. Crystals are formed from rock formations over a period of time that do whatever they do to form.
Then how do they have energy in them, Trey?
Everything has energy. Energy is
then
either
that's how we're emitting energy
no,
right
you're,
now.
You're saying energy like beam me up, Scotty energy. You're saying it's high level dose of energy. We all have. I don't believe in that.
Your kids in one ear, out the other. It's the same thing. Pyramids taking it in.
No.
Grand Canyon sucking
it
through.
I've heard the theory that Dustin proposed about energy, and it does make sense in their time because.
I'm trying to make it make sense too.
They were trying to. The idea and goal of that was they're trying to generate electricity. They were trying to harness electrical power that we have, right? They was trying to figure it out. And they was trying to borrow it from, like, they understood certain things. They were trying to
instead of using solar panels, they were trying to use that.
Yeah. Because that's why they used limestone, because limestone reacts to the moon. All right? They was trying to figure out that. It has nothing to do with whatever in your crazy little mind is happening about the Grand Canyon. The Grand Canyon has nothing to do with this.
The Grand Canyon was a copper mine anyway.
Oh, my gosh. We
Yeah. I'm just saying, if you look at pictures of Copper Mine and look at pictures of the Grand Canyon.
I'll tell you this, okay? Uh-huh. As much as it pains me, I'll give you, it's possible that they might be real. Like, you could literally go over there and see it. Okay, I'll give you that. I don't know about this. I'm now interested about this one in the Americas that I can go see in Alaska. I didn't even know about that one.
You can't go see that. No.
You're talking about the black, are those the black pyramids? Yeah, you can't
go see them. They were showing up, so okay. When Google,
buddy.
Actually, you can go there. It's blurred out. You can look at it. You never heard about this. You never heard about this.
So you're
what? So you think it don't exist because we can't see it?
It just sounds a little governmenty for me. Hey, we want you to believe that there is this.
There is okay. Oh. There is a black pyramid in between. In the forests of Alaska. And the rumor is it does harness energy. It did do what the Egyptians was trying to do. And it's a man built and everything. The problem is the government won't allow you to get close to it because they'll shoot you down. And only reason why people.
Yeah. And they based it off of the pyramids. I'm telling you guys.
Well, I mean, you're not telling me.
I'm telling you, it's real. There's reasons, but there's actual things there that they can use for resources. There's knowledge there that they have already gotten. And now you just said it. They did exactly what the Egyptians were trying to do and probably were doing. But they've rewritten history just like they've always rewritten history. And they're telling you, no, it's not real. Oh, this right here is the facts of it. When they're not giving you all the facts to it. They've taken the secrets. They know the secrets. They know the resources that's there. And they're using them over here. And they're displaying it. They're not even letting you get anywhere near it and telling you anything about it. There we go. I went on my rant there.
Well, I don't know, man.
This is my guy. I'm going to send it to you. You can watch him. He does a really good take on conspiracy theories, and he talks about the Dark Pyramid of Alaska. It's a thing. Many people believe it's associated with aliens, i.e. the same way we think.
Yes.
And many people believe, like what Dustin is saying.
But if we're allowed to believe in aliens, why won't the government let us see it?
They'll allow us to believe it. They don't want us to interact with it.
Why do they have it blurred out on the Google?
Okay. Same reason they blur Bigfoot out on everything.
Okay, you want to hear something crazy? You know, when Google Earth first came out, Google just kind of like giving you the information. Google's like Apple. Here, just have the information. We don't care. And the government came and said, nope, you got to block out some stuff. And they blocked it out now. But you can still go and it's blurred out.
Do you like that I tipped my hat to you there and called it Bigfoot, not the Sasquatches?
I'm just trying to tell you. Trying to put you on game.
I'm trying to tell you either it ain't real or it's a government conspiracy.
What is a government conspiracy? The Dark Pyramids or the pyramids in general?
I mean, what year was the Black Pyramid made?
You know, I don't know.
You did say it was man-made.
No, it is. 1970s.
1970s?
Mm-hmm.
That goes to show you they had the knowledge.
I've got more questions
they,
now.
They had the knowledge already.
Well, I'm Googling. Let me see. I'm Googling it. Make sure it's
is right. It also made out of limestone?
No.
So what makes it black?
Hold on.
They're probably using solar stuff.
I've got so many questions now. I didn't even know about this.
I thought I told you about the Black Pyramids.
I don't recall ever hearing about that.
All right, I'm gonna look at the Travel Channel today. Hopefully, it give me the right one. Nope, it's all movies. It's a secret government pyramid hiding in Alaska. Everybody's asking the same question.
That's where the New World Order's headquarters are.
I mean, for real.
I'm 100% for real.
Yeah, I'm here for it.
Are you starting to buy into my thing here about how they've known about the energy and the resources?
Oh, I've been buying into the energy thing. I've been talking about the whole time.
The resources and stuff that they knew were in the pyramids over there. They're using all of it, and they kept all the secrets and all the real truths that they found
how
there.
How much resources can you do you think they had?
Hey,
it's an ancient civilization.
It's 4,000 years later. People are spinning that up.
Listen, it's an ancient civilization. And it's the seven wonders. It's one of the seven wonders of the world, right?
The old seven wonders.
Listen, listen to me.
I got a good theory for you.
What?
I'm listening. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Let me see if your remark changes my theory. Go ahead.
I forgot what I was going to say.
Okay. So what if we're about to build some emerald pyramids? What color is emerald?
Jeremy, nobody knows that nerd fact.
Green? Like seriously?
Why would we be green emeralds?
The Emerald Isle, yeah.
Because what better thing to put on Greenland than emerald pyramids? Because here, let me tell you how
I was on your side, Jeremy.
Let me tell you how it ties in.
You just alienated the ally you had here.
Look, I'm going to tie it together and you're going to appreciate this. If you said that it has to do with resources, why are we trying to get Greenland?
Because your president
for resources.
No, he does not want. I mean, it does have resources.
We need the resources.
But
and that's what we're going to do. We're building some pyramids to suck those resources.
No real American wants Greenland.
I'd like to go live on Greenland.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead. You had a thought. We were supposed to listen.
Yeah, I know. Remember,
I have a hard time listening.
Yeah, remember I told you I forgot.
I mean, well, we'll find out if their science is, you know, discovery gets approved by peer reviews because they're going to look through all the science to make sure it's correct. And if there is a city, they probably will try to find ways to get into it without destroying the pyramids.
Wouldn't you think that there's a way to get from one side to the other?
After 4,000 years, no.
No, how about before 4,000 years?
They already sealed that off.
They wetted it off?
They already sealed that off a long time ago.
It might have been too dangerous to get through.
They didn't want anybody getting through
in 4,000 years.
That's what I was about to ask you. Were you saying they sealed it off because they didn't want people to get to it? Yes. Or because, like, well, who? You talking about, like, the government?
The New World Order.
Yeah.
The New World
Order. Well, okay, come on, you people. Let's really think about it. People are not, we talk about this all the time. People are dumb. So if you leave the entrance of this open, what would people do? They're going to go try to steal, rob, take, and then now the information that's supposed to be kept secret, or worse, these certain areas have collapsed or not as functional, and somebody gets in and they get stuck. Now you have to send a whole bunch of policemen in there and stuff to mess up this sensitive area. So I in 4,000 years, you think this house would be here? Absolutely not. Right? I don't care how beautiful our subdivision is.
They don't build them like they used to,
right?
You know?
I mean, but just their houses, even the old houses are not there. You know, the Jesus, them they all change. So I think you can't. We can't make that assumption that, oh, the government is not trying to let us go in there. I think it's too old for us to go in there, legitimately.
Now, do you feel that way about all the pyramids?
Yes. So, right, for instance, Destin once again said something. They used to, the Mayan temples, they used to let you walk on them. You used to go to the top. And then the lady in a tour, which, by the way, D would tell y'all the craziest story about me and the lady, how I know too much about Mayan culture. And she said they used to be able to walk on them, but people weren't like talking, like walking hard, falling off of them, putting gum on them, like that. So they said, no, they want to preserve them. So that's it. It's pretty cool, though. They show you the death ring, like where they used to play the sport. I forget the name of it, one ball or whatever. And I got it, like where people used to die. It's pretty cool.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
What?
Nothing. I'll tell you what probably came from the basement of the pyramid. It was Olga.
Oh,
thought you didn't want to talk about her.
Right. You should just leave her over here in the front yard.
I still have her. She's still on my desk.
You need to get rid of her in the next couple weeks for sure.
I love her.
I'm just saying. Like, you need to sever ties and be gone with that thing.
I love her.
So I don't know. I'm having a hard time with the Black Pyramids now. Like, that's all I can focus on.
Okay, well,
I think we need to do a whole episode.
You see, like, the Mayan ones from Google Maps and all that?
Yeah, here's what
we should do. We should do it.
But that's the thing. Why would they not allow us to see the Black Pyramids?
We'll do an episode for you.
We need to do... We need to cover that when we do Alaska.
Yes, because Alaska is trained by itself.
All I'm going to say is you really need to watch the Paradise Show.
I am watching it.
Yeah, you need to lock in a little faster.
Yeah, boy.
Dustin needs to jump in with us.
Yeah, it's nutty, man. But I think it was like episode 6. You're going to be like, whoa.
Okay.
You got to get there. Because
me and D.
I'm not going to ruin it for you on the show here, but man.
We was watching.
It could tie into what we're talking about.
We was watching the third episode, and then your boy was tired, and then I woke up like, and he was looking at me like, "That's your turn." I'm like, "Yeah, I missed it." So I got to rewatch it. So I'll rewatch it. It's really good though. Really good.
Yeah.
Well, that's all I got on the pyramids.
Yes.
It's good.
Like you said, everything.
Yeah.
Did I change your minds at all?
No.
No.
Absolute failure.
Dang it. I mean, I was really hoping that I could have changed.
Did we change your mind at all?
I mean, I believe it's possible they could be there.
You know, why are we going to Oklahoma? We can go to Egypt.
A couple things that I'm wondering.
You have your passport, Dustin?
No.
We talked about this, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to get your passport.
I'm a little upset.
What?
That you have sonar and all that just being used this year. I have a hard time with that. So there's that I have a hard time with, and then I have a hard time with...
No, they said people have used sonar and Doppler on it. They just never came across this. They said they used it in the same spot. They never saw this before. And this is why I'm asking the question, did something change it with our technology?
I used to be 3 feet tall, Trey.
You did.
I used to be seven foot five, Trey.
No, thank you. You tried to... They just had to reverse it because he was 3 feet tall as a kid. At what point in this world you were? You got to change it. Boom.
You got me on that one. But I changed it to make my point. See, I was just talking to my kids about how you always try to catch me on a technicality, and here it is.
My brain works too fast. I am the ultimate skeptic, man. I am the ultimate skeptic. I have to be.
And yeah, nothing I'm saying is tracking with
no.
you.
No.
Ultimate. I forgot you trust the government too much.
No, okay. I trust common sense.
New world order.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Well, I appreciate everybody for listening to this episode. Feel free to drop us a line. Let us know if you believe in the pyramids or not. And what's up with the Black Pyramids? Just saying. I appreciate it. Have a good night.
Remember, truth's out there. Just read between the lines.
Like, subscribe, and follow. Yeah.
And pyramid.
Pyramid up. The rocks in the sky.